You're lovely, you're lovely. Yes, cheer for me. Thank you. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, everyone. My name is Marcus Gregory. Welcome to the Comedic Cartoonist Podcast. I am your host. And please, please, sit down. Please, you're making a mess of yourself. Everyone in here. How y'all doing today? Hope everyone's enjoying. The Christmas is in the air. People putting up their lights. It's getting a bit colder, a bit nipply outside. With Jack Frost's nipples. Anyway, so hope everyone out there is getting everything. Just getting into the holiday spirit, so to speak. And happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends, people of all faiths. Except for Kwanzaa. I don't recognize that one. Okay? Sorry, that's just me. I don't even know when it is. I really don't. Anyway. Let's go ahead. Let me just go ahead and get started today by talking a little bit about some of the craziness I've had this week. I've had a shit week, man. Shit week. Week of shit. Oh, by the way, mature audiences only. Anyway, so, on to myself. So, my plants, as you know, I'm trying to grow my own food. Farming is in my family tree. So is bootlegging. But I'm trying to grow my own food, and I've had some real problems. I was having, like, fruit flies and some bugs, some insect problems, so I got something called neem oil. That's what it's called, neem oil. And I said, okay, I'll use this. And they said that, you know, you could put it right on the plant. So I did. And the bugs went away, but it also killed the friggin' plant. Luckily, it was mostly just the leaves, but my basil, it's gone, man. It's gone. No more fresh basil for this household. For the Gregory hoes. God, I'm a terrible farmer. Anyway, but what really makes this weak shit is that I got turned down for a job again. This is the third job I have not gotten in the past couple weeks, and I'm starting to think that the universe, through the power of the secret, is telling me that the only job I could possibly do is this podcast and making comic books. So you know what? I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to stick to what I'm good at. Just going to do that. Okay? Because nothing else is really working. Other than that, let's get into the news. Okay. This isn't so much a comic or comedian related thing. But this is just something that it also just kind of, it topped off. It was the big corny nut topping on my shit Sunday of life this week. And Scott Weiland, the former lead singer to the band Stone Temple Pilots, or Velvet Revolver, currently he's touring with a band called the Wildabouts, died from a drug overdose while on his tour bus in Minnesota. He was supposed to be attending a few other festivals, a few other gigs, and he didn't make it. 48 years old, addiction sucks. God damn, man. I loved STP. I was a grunge kid. You know, I was a teenager during the grunge times in the 90s, and everybody loved STP. I love a lot of their music, man. And, shit, just we lost another one, man. We lost another one. But let's try to turn this frown upside down a little bit. with trailers. Yes, that's right, trailers now, folks. Current one that came out was Captain America Civil War. It debuted recently, and it's just a ton of response. We're seeing the Black Panther. We're seeing, you know, Captain America and the Winter Soldier fighting Iron Man. It's awesome. We love it. And because this happened, DC was like, F you, we're going to release a new Batman versus Superman trailer where we're seeing Doomsday and Lex Luthor and Wonder Woman and woo, all kinds of fun things. Just boom, boom all over. Everyone's just all excited with their Jack Frost nipples. Now, in Star Wars news, because we know that movie's coming out, we had a whole podcast just dedicated to Star Wars in the U.S. Mark Hamill, as we all know as Luke Skywalker, actually did a recent event here with charity. He went out onto the streets of Hollywood, dressed full gear as a stormtrooper, took pictures, and was trying to raise awareness for a charity. Donations for it. You can go to omaze.com and donate and get a chance to win tickets to the premiere. So that's pretty awesome, and I think that's pretty cool of Mr. Mark Hamill to do. And, you know, kind of funny enough, Mark Hamill did the voice of the Joker in the Batman the Animated Series. And, you know, I just saying, Batman news, Mark Hamill news, it's all connected. But enough of that, let's go ahead and get into tonight's main topic. As I'm sure you probably saw from the title, legalize the weed. That's what I'm talking about today, folks. I think it's about time. We're getting there. And I think it's about time we finally did it. I think that we should get rid of all of our old superstitions about how terrible and horrible it is, the reefer madness state of mind, as I like to talk about it. I think we should get rid of that all now, and I really think that we just need to finally, overwhelmingly admit the fact, thanks to 200 years of scientific studies, that marijuana is safer than tobacco, alcohol, Tylenol, and even aspirin. It is literally the safest therapeutic substance on the planet. There's no processing. It's grown. It's from a plant. It's here it is. It's just like an apple off a tree, but only it'll make you want to eat a lot of apples. It's right now we've seen states. I lived in California. I was on the marijuana program there. And, I mean, that state's making billions. All states are. Crime goes down. People aren't taking the pills and shit. You know, people with pain problems, they just use the cannabis, man. I mean, look, you want to get rid of the cartels? Take away their power and their money by legalizing the cannabis. Put that into the hands of taxpayers, man. Put that into the hands of the people, and they will do what's right with it. More money for schools, better policing, because we have some really shitty police. Which was another funny report I read about Kern County having some of the worst, Bakersfield having some of the worst police department. They just shoot everybody. That's their thing. Anyway, but I'd like to talk about my personal aspects on the whole cannabis thing. Because like I said from earlier, bootleggers run in my family tree. My great, you know, great uncles and grandparents and such were bootleggers in Arkansas during the Prohibition era because they didn't believe in it. They said it was bullshit. And people who drink moonshine can drink moonshine and be just fine. This is all insane, and it's just craziness, but we're going to keep doing it. The famed story is that they were caught with about 10 or 12 barrels of moonshine. Now, the police at the time didn't have all the resources to just call and get a whole paddy wagon down, so they locked up the barrels and then went home and were basically going to come back the next day with the barrels to arrest them. Stupidest shit, but when you have limited resources, that's what the police did. So, what my ancestors, my forefathers, decided to do was to break open the barrels and have a giant moonshine party and drink it all before they came back. So, when the police came back in the morning with the trucks and everything, all the moonshine was gone, they had no evidence, and everybody was wasted. And that right there tells you a lot about my perspective on it. I don't personally grow cannabis, but I have seizures and the cannabis helps. And speaking on the job front of what I spoke of previously, I think that's the reason I didn't get the job. This one job I applied for, it was a good job, you know, it was with the city, you know, benefits, good pay and stuff, and the reason I think that it was the epilepsy was because of two reasons. One, I had to answer a question stating as to whether or not I had any physical impairments or disabilities. Now, I was going to say no, but I decided not to. I decided to tell the truth. And so, when I got the email and the response basically, it was a really nice response, the way they stated it. I'll actually go ahead and read this for you since we're talking on my personal perspectives here just for a moment. It states this, you know, Dear Marcus, thank you for your interest regarding the employment with the city. Although we are impressed with your abilities and accomplishments, you have not been selected to move forward in the process for this position. So I was like, impressed with abilities and accomplishments. Okay, if you're impressed, then why didn't you hire me? Usually, when you get the BS reply, You know, it's usually just like, thank you, we will look into this. We'll call you in 2 weeks. You know, they say you some bullshit line just to brush off, but to get that kind of a compliment, I was like, it's probably the seizures that did it on this one. And I can't help but be paranoid about it, because obviously I have no proof, but I'm like, why, if you're giving someone that glowing of a recommendation or glowing of a compliment, why wouldn't you hire them? Because the position still hasn't been filled. So what does that tell you? Perfectly qualified candidate who could do the job, who they recognize could do the job, but won't hire them to do the job. Why? Because of seizures. It's like an evil thing. I should do a horror comic about seizures. Evil seizures. Anyway, so let me get back to my personal perspective on cannabis. So I smoked mainly just like, you know, just, it was like anyone. It was a kind of a fun thing to do. It was safe. You giggled. You ate all the cereal in the house. You watched cartoons and you passed out. It wasn't that big of a, you know, wasn't too major of a deal. Hopefully if you were the chick, you got to make out and, you know, dry hump each other. But that was about it. Anyway, I basically kind of quit and never touched it. But when my seizures came into play and started acting up throughout my adulthood, because I thought, what doctors told me was that I'd be seizure free. That, like, you know, if you go a whole year without, you're seizure free. So I would go a year without, but then I would have a huge episode. Or I would get a prescription for something that would cause, that would somehow trigger my seizures. Like, I was given codeine, what was it, for migraines, and my head spun for like 3-4 days, and then I had a seizure. And so I keep going back and forth with it, and I don't like telling the doctors, because the moment you do, they take away your license, and you can't drive. And I'm like that, and I had to take a lot of bus rides, and bus rides suck. It really, really sucks taking the bus. Public transportation can be such shit, because, I mean, you're sitting next to homeless people peeing on themselves, or mentally challenged people peeing on themselves, or just regular people peeing on themselves. There's just pee everywhere on the bus. So it's not a fun thing. It really sucks. So I basically tried to hide it. I wouldn't tell anyone, but then at some point in time, I knew that I would have to, you know, I would get stuck with something, whether it be a job or if I was going to school, I'd have to tell them, you know, because I would have an episode. So, what happened was, while I was going to community college, I went to community college. I always say that whenever I say something like halfway smart or halfway stupid, because it just fits so perfectly. So what happened was, a classmate of mine told me about the cannabis program because the bill had been passed in the early 90s. This was like, I think, this was like 2003 to 2004. And he told me about it. Now, first, my first reaction is, dude, you just want to get high. Fuck you. This isn't medicine. Bullshit. He's like, dude, I'm just telling you, if I have seizures and it helps. If you have seizures, I think it could help you. If none of the other medications helped, you basically have intractable epilepsy, which means like incurable. So if you have that, just give it a shot. And I'm thinking, okay, what do I got to lose? Sure, why not? So I go in, fill out the paperwork, bring a copy of my medical records, driver's license. It was like $200 or something because I didn't have insurance. So not that I think they were taking it. So I go through. The doctor gives me this very thorough questioning, almost to the point like the doctor's almost discouraging it. But after, of course, review, the doctor's like, are you sure, you know, you want to try this, and these other medications didn't work, and okay, and have you talked with your physician, and da-da-da-da-da. I mean, he was, you know, very thorough, and kind of went through it all, but he was cool, and he went ahead and gave me the pass, and I went to this, sorry, hit the mic, I went to this little pharmacy that they had next door, and got the thing filled, and I tried it out, and sure enough, it helped. It controlled the seizures. The episodes were less frequent, there was farther time in between, and it got to the point that, you know, I could go maybe a couple months without an episode, and I usually have episodes a couple times a week. So to have that kind of span of control was awesome, and I just loved it, and I completely supported it. But I have dealt with a ton of ridicule and a ton of bullshit and a ton of propaganda and a ton of lies and a ton of ignorance from other people about it. Now, with all this going on, I was really going on an uphill battle. Finally, I just kind of, you know, and then I moved out here to the great state of Texas. And I'm on that CBD program, but there's no dispensaries, and the law was set up not really so much for success, which is why Greg Abbott signed it. I need to do an article on that. 6 reasons that the Texas CBD bill is awesome and totally worthless. Because it's awesome and it's totally worthless. But right now, I think people said that in 2016 and with the new election coming up, this is going to be a big issue, and we're most likely going to be seeing it because there's now rules that if you're in a state that legalized it just for that state, the DEA and the FBI and the federal government can't prosecute you, whereas they used to. And that was the scary thing. I was in LA when the shops were getting raided. If you ever see certain movies, like if you saw Super Jaime, and he's showing that documentary footage of the shops getting raided. I was there, man. I was in town when that was going on. I didn't go. And you know what's funny though is that I was at the shops the day before. I was there at the pharmacy the day before they got raided. It kind of freaked me out, obviously. But and the people who were taken weren't charged. They just took the money and the weed, just like a bunch of thugs, because that's all the DEA is. And if you actually look at their history and what's going on, I mean, they're just partying with cartel members and shit. They don't care. It's like spending billions of dollars to put up a white picket fence that's 2 feet tall to keep out bears. It's the dumbest shit in the world. We're wasting money. We're wasting time. Let's just go ahead and legalize. That's what we all want. That's what we all know where to go. I'd rather have my kid with the herb than the bottle, so to speak. And America loves to get high because even though it's illegal, we can still buy it. I can buy marijuana. I've been able to buy marijuana in every town I have ever been in, man. And I've been all over the U.S. I'm talking New York to Cali, man. I've been all over. I can get cannabis. I can get weed in every town. It's not that hard. So what I'm trying to say is, like, why don't we just go ahead and use it for good and package it up? And the only reason that a lot of it hasn't happened is because we have pharmaceutical companies that want to cash in on this, so they're preventing bills from being passed until they have a synthetic version ready for, distribution. So we've got to fight that, too, as this continues, because don't think for a second that Pfizer isn't going to get in on this shit, okay? Johnson & Johnson's coming, okay? Johnson & Johnson cannabis sticks. Chew them, they're for your child. I don't think we'll get that far, but there's just so many different benefits, and that's where we're headed, and that's where we need to go, and that's where we should be. So let's just do it, man. Let's just do it, because it's not like we're not smoking it already anyway, okay? I could be smoking right now for all you know. You don't know. Your neighbors are smoking right now for all you know. You don't know. But I guarantee you they are. Why? Because America loves to get high. That's a song. I'm going to write that song here. America loves to get high. So, I, Marcus Gregory, would just like to put my stamp on this and state, on behalf of myself here on the Comedic Cartoonist Podcast, that marijuana should be legal. Period. And you know it should too. So tonight, I'm going to go ahead and end with a song by Stone Temple Pilots in memory of Scott Weiland. Thank you for all the music, Scott. Thank you for everything, man. You're a really talented person. Unfortunately, you also carry a pretty big curse. And for anyone out there who knows someone who's suffering from an addiction, get that shit out of them, out of their hands, out of everywhere. Lock them up in a room and give them a bag of weed. Just give them the weed. They'll be able to wean off the shit. Wean off the freaking opioids and what the fuck ever else. They'll be able to wean off and just stick to the cannabis, man. Because you know what? God may have forgotten us, but he did leave us the weed. Have a happy weekend, everyone, and I hopefully you don't get trampled shopping out there.